associated with other nafs or other ego, the aql juzvi, partial intellect, which is this one, will become worthless. What is he explaining? He's talking about something very simple. Is this, here we don't talk about quantities, remember? We said forget about the universe of quantities. Now we want to talk about quality. We want to talk about we, not me, not you, not us. And we are trying to develop a taste for something that we believe that's why we are here, right? The sin is something that we talk a lot. That sin doesn't need to be big to make something change. It's very small. But where is it? If the sin is in your eyes, you have a problem. You have to wash your eyes to have a clear vision, because we want to talk about this vision. What is this vision that he wants to talk about? Vision of togetherness, vision of unity in a way, right? So we will say, listen, when two things come together, something new will happen, right? If a good intellect and a good intellect, they touch each other, they consult, the result will be fantastic. If two selfish people consult, the result is even worse. Because consulting is what's the subject here. We are talking about one. Let's say we are talking about this gentleman, which we are, right? We're not talking about his physical existence. We're not talking about his appearance. We're not talking about his age. We're not talking about his preferred kind of tea. Those are all the subjects we could talk about outside here. Here we talk about what? His partnership in this. We are a part of something, right? What do you do for that? That's why, right at the beginning, I have to tell you, you are not what you think you are. Honestly. If you think that this is me, you're mistaken. Who is this gentleman? It depends who he is associating with. You associate with a group of people, that's how your intellect works. Because you talk, they talk back, and you practice. Thinking is talking. If you stop talking, what will happen? Ah, you don't know, because you cannot even imagine. If you stop talking, you will stop thinking. This is what happens in all fascistic countries. The government only will stop them talking. And they think that, okay, they control my talking, but deep down in the house, privately, I think, no, you cannot. This is socially proven. That when you're not, if you don't talk freely, you cannot think freely. Because thinking and talking, because thinking is not a personal stuff. What is talking? The alien. Now, what is talking? You have to say, it's something that happens between a group of people. You cannot explain it with one fellow. Can you? No. The fellow is making some noises and some gestures. Talking is, there's words, remember? At the beginning, it was word, word was with the God, all that. So, you are, you're thinking and talking. Who do you talk with? That's the most important. When, because of loneliness, you fall into despair, you become a son under the shadow of the friend. Go seek at once the friend of God. When you have done so, God is your friend. And you want to get closer to God? Get closer to the friends of God. That's simple. Because this closeness, then he will get closer to you. The final decision is his, but yours. It's not you decide. You practice something. Everybody looks like the group that mainly associate with. Because thinking works that way. Even the word which is in common in your group, that's a key word for you. If you look with another group, you will choose another word even. Therefore, go seek at once the friend of God. When you have done so, God is your friend. He who has fixed his gaze upon seclusion, after all, it's from the friend that he has learned that. Yes, okay. Then I said, you have to socialize. You have to be active. You have to try to touch the people, find the good people. And if you bring that, oh, what about that? Meditation. You say, oh, meditation you learn from the association. It's association. Because it's the role you have in we. That's what you are. That's your part of the breath, the spirit. Not your physical interest. Physical interest is yours. This is why we insisted that you have to come out. When we say seclusion, that one must seclude oneself from strangers, not from the friend. The fur coat is for winter, not for the spring. Which one is better, spring or winter? Oh, you should not guess. He was talking about it. He said this Hesam Eddin was up there. Therefore, without his spring, there was no bloom. You are the spring. Because the spring, in the time of Rumi, they feel that the sky will really nourish everything by giving up his existence. Because this is what the cloud does. Cloud's soul is the droplets of water, and he will give it openly to the open field. That's what this spring is for them. And we say, this is how it works. You have to be the giver. I know it's very difficult. At the beginning, when they say, be a giver, you say, I don't have anything, why should I give? So, grab the attitude of a giver. The little one. But you have to do it. The intellect is paired with another intellect, the light increases, and the way becomes plain. And here he will do another trick. Do you remember once he was talking about intellect in a very precise moment? When the Arab and his wife were fighting, you remember, over there he talked about this. When this story finished, he said, listen, from now on, I don't care about this. This one is Aql, the other one is Nafs, the other one is what? Do not make a cliche out of it. Now, he is on it. There is one Aql and one Aql. They become together and everything is ruined. If those Aqls are personal, means the Juzvi, the small one, the teeny-weeny one, he will call this one a thinny one because he will say, there is this one, and there is a big one, which is universal. So I'll call this the little one, the midget one, the teeny one. He says, then remember, Aql, the intellect that we talk about, there is another Aql. Could you guess there should be another Aql or not? Huh. There is another Aql, we're not there yet, but we have to talk about it even now. Do you remember last paragraph of book one? He was talking about the senses and things like that. And I said, here, he will come to senses again. And he mentioned, you have a five senses looking outside, you have five senses looking inside. Right? We are going to talk about a little bit about these five senses. These five senses are a little different, the system. The system in the real one is this. You have five different senses, and in a way, they are linked because they could replace each other, and you know that. If, for example, you have a birth defect or in childhood, you lose your hearing system, what will happen? That part of your brain will actually switch his work to help the closest one to him, which is the other one. These five are in one part of the brain, inside. So the other senses will become stronger because there is more brain tissue dedicated to them. So they are related, but they are different. And you could be fooled by each of them. These are the five senses you know. We want to talk about another five senses, which are, first of all, completely different. They are like this. What do you see?
Concentric circles.
These are inside each other. This one at the center is the deepest kind of that feeling. This is the first one. The first layer is something which is very simple to learn. It's common sense. حس مشترک. That's what we have in common. And we will not explain it a lot, because this is the outer layer which is very, very close to them, because all of them could connect to this. Then there is another layer. What's the name of that?
Khyal.
What?
Imagination.
Khyal, imagination. Remember, imagination has another meaning somewhere else, but here, the name of the second layer is, this was the first layer, the second layer is imagination. The third one?
Illusion.
Illusion.
Illusion. Why? What? Do you have a feeling for this stuff you're doing? What's happening here? Common sense, imagination, illusion. Something is happening here, doesn't it? When they tell you there is a book with five chapters, first chapter is common sense, second is imagination, third is illusion. Where am I going? Abstract. I'm going far away from reality, from this, because these are the reality, right? And with the common sense, we almost depend upon this. I'm going to imagination, then I'm going to illusion. After illusion,
thinking, remembering,
remember that it's two words. One word doesn't do. That's important, because in the language they could find a label. No, it's fiksh and zeksh. You know what zikr is, and you know fiksh, thinking. So it's thinking and
remembering.
It's not zeksh, it's not remembering. What is zeksh? What is zikr? You repeat something to dictate it to yourself. You repeat the stuff to get rid of that lady chatter, to talk back. to teach that intelligence.